Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Truly, that song has ministered to me today, and I pray that it ministered to you also. Hallelujah. Said, I have a seed in the ground. Hallelujah. This is your season, people of God, to reap what you have sown. Hallelujah. We don't want to reap the bad things that we've sown. Hallelujah. But we only want to reap the good from God. But how many know that anything that you've done, yeah, no, Messiah, hallelujah, is coming back one day. Oh, but I thank God for the blood today. I thank him because one day I was washed in his blood. Hallelujah. And all of my past deeds was buried in that watery grave. Yeah, no, Messiah. Hallelujah. And I rose to walk in a newness of life. I denounce those things that was of the past. And now I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. So when you become a new creature in Christ Jesus, you can't go back and pick up those old habits. Glory to God. You have to separate yourself. Hey, you know the Messiah. You have to separate yourself. And that's why the Bible says, come out. Glory to God, from among them and be ye separate. That don't mean that you're putting yourself above them. But guess what? You have to watch your association. You have to watch. Oh, I'm not the preacher today. We have a man of God that's going to bring the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God today. And I'm going to leave all of these preliminaries and get them out the way because I need a word from God. Hallelujah. I've sown some good seeds. For the past 30 years, I've been walking, hallelujah, under the movement of the Holy Spirit. Spirit. Amen. The Holy Ghost. I was baptized in his name. And you don't know, Messiah. Hallelujah. I was filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And what did that mean? That mean I took on a new mindset. Hallelujah. I could not hang with my friends I hung out with 30 years ago in New Orleans. And now I'm back in this city. I can't go find those people. I have to find them to let them see and look upon me and see what God has done for me. Oh, I bless him today. Ain't no devil gonna stop this. Not at all today. Hallelujah. God got a word for us today. God told me he had a word for us today. And I had to look. And when I began to get my little business together and promote the speaker today with the flyer on the social media, I say, oh yeah, God, you got a word today. You have a word for us today. But before he come, hallelujah, we're going in some warfare right now. Hallelujah. We in a war, people of God. Hallelujah. And I have a warrior on the line. Hey, you know, no Messiah. And I want you all to get your hearts and minds ready. Amen. She's gonna come and open up with a word of prayer. Hallelujah. See, we got to denounce some things. We got to declare and decree. We have to saturate the atmosphere. Amen. And when the man of God come forward, he'll be able to say, well, she going to do that anyway. What does say the Lord? So we're calling on Sister Corinthian Messiah, and she's going to come and open up with the word of prayer today. Hey, glory to God. We thank God for our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. Amen. Y'all know the spiel. We on here every day doing the same thing, preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sister Corinthian, come on. I love this girl. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, Jesus. I bless you today. Open up the line. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you today, God. Hallelujah. Can you open a line, Sister Ruby? Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Ah, you don't know most. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Can you open a line? All right. Woo, yes, God. I bless you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you hear me, Sister Ruby?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you now. You want Sister Corinthian line open?
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, ma'am.
In the mighty
yes,
name
ma'am.
Of Jesus. In the precious mighty name of Jesus, 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 Jesus. We're calling upon you this hour, Almighty God, for we know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into and they are safe. And we're calling upon you this hour, Almighty God, for we know that there is no other help, Almighty God. Jesus, we're calling upon you, Lord. We're calling upon you, Almighty God, for we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, Almighty God. In the precious, mighty name of Jesus, we know that you are the God of flesh, and nothing is too hard for you, Almighty God. And God, we come this hour, Lord Jesus, and we ask that you would intervene on our behalf, God, in the precious, mighty name of Jesus, in every crooked pathway that you would straighten it, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray today that the devil would be bound and scattered.
Yes,
on every hand concerned. On every hand concerning this broadcast, on every hand concerning your people, God. You said that you would build your church up on the rock, and you said that the gates of hell would not prevail against it, God. And we're asking you to intervene right now in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. We asking you to show yourself mighty. We asking you to show yourself strong, God. We asking you to intervene right now in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you will loose warring angels, Almighty God, to war from the north, the east, the south and the west, Almighty God, loose warring angels to war against spiritual wickedness in high places, God.
You know,
loose warring angels, God. Loose them, Jesus. Loose them to war this very hour in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. Devil, you've already been defeated. You've been defeated in your works of void and of no effect. You've already been defeated, devil. You've been defeated in the mighty name of Jesus in your works of void and of no effect. In the precious, mighty name of Jesus. And we come against the spirit of that spirit of witchcraft. We come against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of sorcery. We come against it now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come to counsel the assignment of a witch, a warlock, a Satanist, any satarian curse, any root curse, any voodoo curses, any spoken curses, any written curses, any objects. We come to reverse the curse right here and right now. And we come to send it back to the demon that brought it in the first place. And we command that demon to go to a bounced and dry inhabited place. In the precious, mighty name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of tale-bearing. We come against the spirit of backbiting. We come against you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we render you powerless and your words being void and of no effect. In the precious mighty name of Jesus, we come against that spirit of confusion and we render it powerless in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to the mountain of confusion and we command it right now in the mighty name of Jesus to be thou removed and be thine cast into the sea. God, you told us in your word, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the precious mighty name of Jesus. And we speak to the mountain of interference. And we command you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, spirit of interference, to be thou removed and be thine cast into the sea. We speak to that spirit of aggravation right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we command you to be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Thou worry and fear, you cannot stay. You must go. In the precious mighty name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus stands against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, spirit of defeat, you cannot stay. You must go. We speak to that spirit of defeat. And we command you right now in the mighty name of Jesus to be thou removed and be thine cast into the sea in the precious mighty name of Jesus. We come to render you powerless today in the mighty name of Jesus. We come to render you powerless, devil, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come to render you powerless in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we lose praise and worship right now in the mighty
praise
name of Jesus. We lose the spirit of praise. We lose the spirit of worship right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We lose the spirit of thankfulness. And we come against the spirit of unthankfulness. You unthankful demon. You demon of murmuring, grumbling, and complaining. We come against that complaining spirit. We come against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name
and we cast you
Jesus.
Out in the mighty name of Jesus. In the precious mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of disobedience. You disobedient demon, we render you powerless right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against that lying spirit. You lying demon, we render you powerless. Demon of deceit, we render you powerless. And your works are void and of no effect in the precious mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray that your anointing, God, will come upon us and overtake us. We pray for a fresh anointing this hour, God. But you said it's your anointing that destroys the yoke. It's your anointing that sets the captive free, God, and I'm asking you to set free today. Set free and make whole in the the precious mighty name of Jesus. You said that you would that none would perish, God. And I'm asking you to intervene right now with the mighty name of Jesus. There's no matter what be lost in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I ask that you would bless our ears and what we hear today, Almighty God. Don't let us just be hearers of your word, God, but make us doers of your word in the precious mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I ask that you would bless the speaker, God. Bless the speaker, God. Word is mouth, God. Give me words of wisdom, words of encouragement, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give me holy boldness, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I'm asking you to do a new thing today, Almighty God. Do a new thing. Go above and beyond what we dare think to ask or think, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every crooked pathway, straighten it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the precious mighty name of Jesus, God, you said that your word would not turn back to your void, but your word will accomplish that which you sent for it to do, God. And today we come to take you at your word, God. You told us to cast out away our confidence, but therefore it has the great recompense of reward, God. And today we come to put our confidence in you. We come to put our trust in you, God. We come to stand up on your word today, God. For we know that your promises are yes and amen. In the precious mighty name of Jesus.
Oh,
God, turn situations around, God. Turn situations around, Almighty God, and work them out today in the precious mighty name of Jesus. God, you said that we will be blessed. We will be blessed when we go in and blessed when we come out, Almighty God. I'm asking you today, God, to break up the fallow ground, Almighty God, in the precious mighty
name
of Jesus. God, you told us in your word, you said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. God, you said that you would hear from heaven and forgive sin and that you would heal the land, God, and we need you to heal our land today, God.
We need you to break up the fallow ground and heal our land today, God.
Heal the land of your people,
Jesus.
God, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, with nothing missed and nothing broken in the mighty name of Jesus.
Intervene this day, God.
Intervene this hour, God.
God, some of us
need miracles, God, and I'm asking you, Lord, to Jesus, to let a miracle be performed today.
Yes,
God, bless the seen and unseen in the precious mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for what you've already done, God. We thank you for what you're getting ready to do, Almighty God. We thank you, Almighty God, for these prayers, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
oh, God, for going places that we
can't
go and reaching heights that we don't see, God. We thank you for these prayers today bringing about a change and a turnaround in somebody else's life, God. God, we thank you for not only when we pray, God, not only do you hear us, but you answer, God. And we thank you, oh, God, for making haste, Lord, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. And, God, I'm asking you today, Lord Jesus, to remember Sister Adrian Bernard, Almighty God. I'm asking you to fight with those who strive with her and fight against those who fight against her, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, be her shield and her buckler, Almighty God. In the precious mighty name of Jesus, let her feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, Almighty God. Let that peace that surpass all understanding, Almighty God. Follow her wherever she go today in the mighty name of Jesus. You told us to follow peace and holiness with all men, God. In the precious mighty name of Jesus, you told us to seek peace and pursue it, God. And I pray today, God, for the peace of God. In the precious mighty name of Jesus. So, God, now I put the helmet of salvation, God, upon her, the breastplate of righteousness, Almighty God. Let her loins be girded up with truth and her feet been shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. God, let her take the shield of faith today that she will quench the fiery darts of the wicked. God, you said that you would not have us ignorant to the devil's device. So I pray that you would show her Satan tactics and advance, God, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. God, now let her take the sword of the Spirit, God. It's your word, God. Let your word be engrafted into her heart, God, that she will not sin against you, Almighty God. And I'm asking that you would keep her in the center of your perfect will, Almighty God. God, and anybody that she got in her life that shouldn't be, God, I'm asking you to move them out of the way and move in the people that you approve of, Almighty God. I'm asking you to bind their family together and make them one in you, God, in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Finish the work that you started in her, Almighty God. And I'm asking you to bless her indeed, Almighty God. Bless her indeed, God. Bless her indeed. Bless her indeed in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless her indeed, God. And, Lord, we'll be so careful to forever give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, for we know that you're worthy of all things this day. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I bless you this hour, Jesus. Jesus, you're worthy. Hey, you're worthy, Almighty God. Hey, Jesus, I bless you. Jesus. You're worthy, Almighty God. You're worthy, Jesus. You're worthy, Jesus. You're worthy, Jesus.
Oh, I bless you, Jesus. I bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Imagine she dropped, Sister Corinth dropped off. The Prophet Michael Davis. Evangelist Bernard?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord, Prophet Michael Davis. This is our speaker for the hour. This truly anointed. But Evangelist Bernard, are you on?
And to Jesus belongs all the glory.
All the glory and all the praise.
Amen. 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 I'm going to open up in a short prayer and get right into the teaching. Glory to God.
That's Prophet Michael Davis is bringing the word from all the way from where you at, from Vacaville, California.
Vacaville, California.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Go ahead, man of God. Before you get started, we want you to pray for Mother Charity. We've been praying for Mother. We see her back on the line with us today. So
Amen.
We want to do that before Prophet Michael get into the word. Also offer up a word of prayer for Prophet Michael Lewis, who lost his daughter. So we want the man of God to be mindful of that. And we're looking for God to just use you today. God already told me. He has a word for us. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, for these are your people, and they need you. They can do nothing without you, because you made us that way, that we are desperate for you. We cannot do anything, for in you we live and move and have our very being. So, Father, we glorify your name on today. We magnify your name on today.
Yes,
we lift up the name of Jesus. For you said if you be lifted up, then you would draw all men unto you. God, help us to get out of the way.
Yes,
Holy Spirit, we invite you to come in and do that which only you can do. Deliver your people by your power. Deliver the captive. Set them free. Put a stay against the enemy. Put your hand up where the enemy cannot proceed any further. The enemy has been harassing many of your people. We know that the righteous can run into the power, and they are safe. They are shielded from every attack, every harassment of the devil. They are shielded and protected, because no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Father, we thank you for it now, that you loose your warfaring angels, loose the anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage. We are confident that you will do this, that same anointing that raised Jesus from the dead, the same power that destroys every yoke. We believe it's present in us today, for greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. We don't operate in fear, because God said, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So, Father, you said in your word also that, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We thank you for it. We decree and declare that it is done in the name of Jesus. And we walk from a position of victory, because you've already defeated the devil. You said, for this cause have I come into the world, that I might destroy the works of the devil. We know he's defeated. He goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But he's already defeated, because it's already been done on the cross. Thank you, Jesus, for the cross. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Speak to your people, Lord. They need you. Speak to your people. They need you. Just only use me as an instrument, a vessel of honor for your glory and your namesake, thereby your people being delivered and set free. We thank you for it, Father, now. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. And dear Jesus, we pray for Mother Charity. Whatever the condition, whatever the situation, we decree and declare it is resolved this hour, even now. The anointing touches her. Even now, the anointing goes to her and releases her from any attempt of the enemy to bring her into any type of captivity or bondage. Whatever the situation is, we call it loosed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Brother Michael Lewis, thank you, Father, for him. That the Lord, there was a loss, but there's no loss. We count it as gain because she's with you. And Father, when his time is up here, then he will be with you and his daughter in the glorious kingdom of God of heaven in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. We call it done and give Michael peace. Give him wisdom and understanding to know that all things work together for the good. And Father, so we thank you for the anointing that rests upon him and his family, that they would experience your glorious peace. Even now, let your peace rest in and upon this line and everyone who is listening in their homes. Peace. I speak the peace of God. The peace of God. Peace. Be still in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for doing it. My God, I receive it, and I feel it in Jesus' holy name. My God, God is going to do something today. I sensed before even I got on the line there was a need for deliverance. The anointing of peace and deliverance is in the air. It's going to flow through this line. The anointing of deliverance, as God gives me what to say, is going to hit you right in the area where you need deliverance. It's here now. The anointing of deliverance is present now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God was dealing with me with two things, really, because there's two needs of the people. The two needs of the people in this particular hour, at this particular moment, one is deliverance. Some have been dealing in the wilderness, and glory to God, this is a part of their destiny, is to be delivered and to be set free. As the children of Israel were in Egypt, and God used Moses to bring them out of Egypt, he took them to a place where they had to wait for God's hand to deliver them. Some of you are at that place. It's called Pi-hahiroth. The second thing God dealt with me about is some of you have to simply grow up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that again. Some of you simply have to grow up. There's a maturing that's necessary. You've heard the word, you've read the word, you've learned the word, but then there's a growing up or a maturing process that's necessary to take place in your life so that God can do the things that he desires to do in your life. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Quickly, let me go over to Exodus 14. We're going to deal with deliverance first, and then we're going to go into the area where those who have to be matured will be matured. It's a twofold message today, but I'm going to get it done in the time allotted me. Glory to God. Father, I thank you for these words that you are bringing forth today, even in this hour, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. I'm going to read quickly, starting in Exodus chapter 14, going initially verses 1 through verse 15. Glory to God. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pi-hahiroth. That's the location that the children of Israel had to wait until God made the decision to open the Red Sea or to part the Red Sea so that they could go forth and be delivered from their enemy. Amen? Glory to God. How many of you know the enemy is pursuing you, but he can never catch you? Glory to God. He might pursue. He might shout out harassing words. He may make it appear that he can get to you, and it may appear that you don't have a route of escape, but that's the plan of God. God is so wise and God is so powerful that he will allow the enemy to think that he has you cornered, but the devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. God will only allow the enemy to think that he has you cornered to corner him. My God. That's why only God can say what the devil meant for evil. God will turn it around for his glory and your good.
Go ahead.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
See, what the enemy meant for evil, he tried to take you out. He tried to get you in a situation to say, now I got them, and there's nothing they can do about it. Oh, he's licking his chops. He's making it look like to you in your natural eyes, my God, from heaven look like I'm going to have to throw up the white flag. I got to surrender. I got to tap out. There's nothing I can do. My God, look like God didn't show up for me this time. But the devil is a lie. God is only setting the enemy up to let him think that he has the victory. He did the same thing on the cross at Calvary. God said in his word, he said, if the princes of this world would have known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Because when the devil thought that he brought Jesus to the crucifixion, what really happened was a multiplication, not a subtraction. What happened was that there are now so many souls that have been saved, glory to God. There are so many souls that have been empowered to their destiny, glory to God, as a result of what the devil thought he was doing if he could get rid of Jesus. He said, if I can get rid of Jesus, if I can stop the messenger, I can stop the message. But the devil is a lie. And many of you are being attacked the same way. God, what's going on in my life? God, what's happening in my life? I've been in this situation a long time. I've been stagnated. I've been staggered. And look like all I see is the enemy on every hand. I look to the north. There's the enemy. I look to the east. There's the enemy. I look to the west. There's the enemy. I look behind me to the south. There's the enemy. Seem like I'm surrounded. And that was the situation with the children of Israel. My God from glory, I feel the Holy Ghost. They were surrounded by the enemy. Pharaoh had regretted that he had let them go. And he said, now I will pursue the children of Israel and overtake them. Let's go to the word and see what the word of God has to say. Thank you, Jesus. I know somebody getting blessed already. Whew, my God. So in verse 3 it says, for Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel that they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. He's thinking he's got them trapped. Verse 4, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart. This is now God talking. I will now harden Pharaoh's heart that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. In other words, God is saying that the enemy can only go as far as God allows him to go. He cannot do any more to you than God allows to be done. That's why we clearly can say the battle is not ours, but it belongs unto Jesus. Sometimes all you got to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Glory to God. Some of you who have been fighting an enemy for a long time, the enemy that you have seen today, you shall see them no more forever. Glory to God. God is going to bring deliverance, and you're not going to have to go back through this thing again. Glory to God. Let's continue to read. Verse 5. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? The enemy is upset that you got out of his grips. You left sin. You left the world. And now you're pursuing Jesus Christ. And now the devil is saying, I'm going to come and pursue you. I'm going to do everything I can to get you to go back into that old lifestyle. I want to get you attitude messed up. I want to get you all fired up so that you can be angry and mad and turn into the person you used to be, so that you'll begin to try to handle things the way you used to handle them, with your own power instead of being still and knowing that God is God. Psalms 46 and 10, be still and know that I'm God. Huh. The enemy want to try to pursue you to respond. He want to try to get you to respond in the flesh, but not in the spirit, because if you respond in the flesh, then he got you, because that's his territory, is the flesh. But I heard the word of God say, walk in the spirit, that you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. As long as you stay in the spirit, you okay. If you can't do nothing else, just call on the name of Jesus. If you can't even pray, if you so mad you can't do nothing, just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know it's hard. I know you're not going to feel like it. The flesh not going to want to say thank you, Jesus. But if you can just muster up enough strength to say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Behold, the Lord heareth thee, and he comes to your rescue. Glory to God. He will send a legion of angels to do warfare on your behalf. You don't have to fight in this battle. God is simply telling you, praise him. Just say, thank you. If you can't praise him, if you're tired, if you're weak, just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Those two words will get you a lot further than complaining. You don't hear me. Hallelujah. I feel God in here. I feel deliverance coming through the line, because many people now are frustrated because they don't understand what's going on. And the enemy is standing in front, and he's making it look like, I got you now. See there, if God was really with you, he would have delivered you by now. But the devil is a liar. And the truth
go
is,
ahead, man,
he
God.
Go, oh, shut
up. That's the Holy Ghost speaking today. Go ahead.
He trying to make it seem like, well, now, see there, if God was really with you, you would have had it by now.
Come on.
Surely. But see, once again, you have to remember, the devil is a liar, and everything he says is the opposite of itoboshata. It's the opposite. God is telling you, no, I'm coming. Hold on. See, hold on. They that wait upon the Lord, he will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will walk and not be weary. They will run and not faint. The Lord is on your side. I heard the word of God said in the book of Romans, chapter 8, if God be for you, who can be against you? Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So fear not. The Lord says, fear not. I am with thee. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Don't listen to what the devil is saying. Don't listen to his antics. The only reason he's attacking you is because he can't stop you.
Come on now.
Let me say that again. The only reason he's attacking you is because he can't stop you. If he could have stopped you, he would have stopped you a long time ago. He would have stopped you from getting saved. He would have stopped you from being filled with the Holy Ghost. He would have stopped you. He would have blocked you. He would have hindered you. He would have defeated you. But now Jesus came on the scene, and he destroyed the works of the devil in your life. And you were able to get to the altar and receive salvation, which is part of your empowerment, of your destiny, because you have a soul, and your soul was already paid for with a price. It was paid for on Calvary. So the devil knows that he can't take you out of the hands of Jesus, because none that the Father has given him, no man can take him out of my hand. You don't have to fear, O people of God. You don't have to be afraid, O people of God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Just fear the Lord and depart from evil. God is good. He can't stop being good, because his name is goodness, and his mercy endureth forever, and his truth endureth throughout all generations. God is going to take you from where you are to where he wants you to be, and nobody can stop you, because nobody can stop God. Who can fight against God and win? And since you're in God, you already have the victory. It wasn't given to you just yesterday. It was given to you before the foundations of the world. Remember what he said to the prophet Jeremiah, before I formed you, I ordained you a prophet to the nations, and whatever I tell you to speak, you gonna speak it. If the devil could have stopped Jeremiah, he would have, but he couldn't stop Jeremiah, and he can't stop you. Why? Because this was done before the foundations of the world, before you ever entered your mother's womb. God had a prophecy over your life. God's prophecies don't fail. Every one of them comes to pass. Give him the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Give God the glory. One of the prophecies of God, it's called a prophecy. promise. And when God gives you a promise, he delivers on his promise, because God cannot lie. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. But if he spoke it, he shall surely do it. If he said it, he shall. He shall. He shall bring it to pass. My God from heaven. So don't worry. Fear not. The Lord is with thee. It's not you that's ordering your steps. The word of God said the steps of a good man, they are ordered of the Lord, and he delights in his way. All you got to do is delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. My God from glory. Boy, God is good.
What a word. What a word. Great.
God is awesome here. I'm telling you. God is awesome. You know, you can't be stopped. You just think about it for a minute. Now, if you're in Christ, and the devil was unleashed with himself, he didn't send no demons. He came himself and tried to stop Jesus, and Jesus set him up for the fall. He set him up for the fall. How did he set him up for the fall? The devil thought that if I can crucify Jesus, if I can kill him, then I can stop him. But he didn't know that by going to the cross, actually the devil would be defeated, because that's the place where the price was paid, not only for your salvation, but it gave God the authority that he needed to descend into the lower parts of the earth and take the keys of death, of hell, and the grave. The only way he could take the keys of death and of hell and of the grave was that he had to die. But the devil didn't know it. So the devil thought, if I could only crucify him, if I can kill him, then I can defeat him. Then I got him. I got him stopped. But God got some stuff that you haven't even heard about. I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of men, the things that God have prepared for them that love him. My God from glory. There were some things that was not revealed in the counsel of God. Even the enemy didn't know them. And there's some things that the enemy don't know about you. God only gives him enough information for him to attack you so that he can bless you. That's what he thought about Job. He said, well, you got this hedge of protection around Job, and if you move the hedge of protection, then I can touch his life. God said, okay, you can touch his life, and you can touch his children, you can touch all that he have, but you can't touch his life. God is the one that sets the perimeters on the enemy. He can only go so far. So do not fear. Do not be afraid. Trust in God, because God has already given you the victory in the name of Jesus. My. Let me go on and finish this, and then I'm going to hit my other points right quick. Thank you, Jesus. And then so we see here in verse 6, and he made ready his chariots, talking about Pharaoh, and he took his people with him, and he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with a high hand. I'm going to jump down here to verse 11. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth into Egypt? Now, there are times when the situation looks like the enemy's winning, like I said before. But God has already given you the victory. He has set a landmark. In other words, he has set boundaries where the enemy can't go any further. He cannot persecute you more than you are able to bear. God said, I will not put more on you than you are able to bear. But with every temptation, I will provide a way of escape that you might bear it.
Come on now.
So what God is simply saying to you, he has allowed it to come into your life. Now, don't get it twisted. The devil is not running anything. Don't get nothing wrong. Whatever comes in your life, God has already measured it to see if you can handle it. God already knows how much you can take. He's not going to put more on you than you're able to handle. So God says, I'm going to allow this. I'm going to allow this to come in your life because I trust you. I'm allowing it to come because I trust you. And I know that you can handle it. I know that you can go through it because you're going to do the one thing that's necessary to be done in this situation, and that's call upon my name. Hikoboshata. Hikoboshata. See, the battle is not yours. It's not up to you to fight the thing. You can't fight it anyway because you don't know how to fight it. But all you have to do is call on the name of Jesus. Jesus. The old saints, the old mothers, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. That's all they did. And then God would answer them. He said, call upon me, Jeremiah 33:3. Call upon me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know. See? When you don't know how to pray, if you're going through a situation where you're being attacked, where things look like the enemy is winning, where you're being falsely accused, where it looked like you're being done wrong, where it don't look like things is going the way you thought they should go, sometimes you don't know how to pray. And if you don't really have the strength to pray in tongues, all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. Jeremiah 33:3, he promises you that he will hear and answer your prayer. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, that's powerful right there. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people going through, and I see that they some people are at the point where they want to give up. But let me encourage you that you don't have to give up because Jesus was already hung up. You don't hear me. You don't have to give up because Jesus was already hung up. In other words, because he was hung up on the cross, he already became poor that you might become rich. He has your deliverance in his hands. It's not in the hands of the enemy. The deliverance that you need and the deliverance that you're looking for, whether it's financially, whether it's the family getting right, whether it's the husband getting right, whether it's somebody getting delivered in your family off of drugs or alcohol, whether it's a marriage being healed, whether you need to be healed, whatever the circumstance or situation is, God was hung up so that you don't have to give up.
My God.
Glory to God. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. And with his stripes we're healed. Healed also means to be delivered, to be set free, and it includes salvation. That word heal includes a package deal. Glory to God. It's a package deal. You don't have to be afraid. And I know that the enemy has been troubling you. And I know that he has been harassing you. And I know that he has been trying to make you think that you do not have the victory and that you're not going to get it. I know he's been trying to let you look at things through your own eyes. But we don't look at things through our eyes. We look at things through the eyes of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Not seen. If you see it, then why do you hope for it? You got to look through the eyes of faith. What does that mean? Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. What did God say about it? Don't repeat nothing that nobody else said if God didn't say it. Don't repeat it. Don't say it. If God said it, repeat that. Because that's where your victory is. And you shall have what you say in Jesus' name. The devil cannot defeat you. He has already been defeated. He's a liar. He's trying to make you think he has power. to do something in your life when he doesn't. Jesus said after he rose from the dead, after he was resurrected on the third day, he said, now all power has been given unto me. All authority has been given unto me in heaven, in earth, and beneath the earth. Glory to God. Let me go on and conclude this one. And I'm going to hit a couple of points on my other message because I think a couple of people need to hear that one. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 12, is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, listen to what they said. Now listen at the words. I just said that. Listen at the words they're saying. Now God had just brought them out of Egypt, out of bondage, that they have been in slavery for 400 years. And now they were free, and they were murmuring, and they were complaining. And this is what they said to Moses. Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, leave us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? They wanted to go back into bondage because they couldn't see where God was taking them. And some of you are that way. You can't see where God is taking you, so you're becoming now familiar with looking backwards. You're looking back. You're looking back. You're looking back. God said, don't look back. Forgetting those things that are behind you, but reaching forward to the things that are ahead of you. Mm-hmm. They were talking about going back into bondage because that's what they were familiar with, because they could not see what was ahead of them. But God never takes you backwards. Hello, somebody. God is not into retreat or defeat. God is into victory and marching forward.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. And then so now he said in verse 12, he said, for it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. See? They thought that they were defeated because they saw the enemy around them. Pharaoh had encamped around them. Now, Pharaoh had not killed them. He had not even touched them. But because Pharaoh and his army was present, that's all they could see. So they said, well, maybe we should go back then and serve Pharaoh, because now look at him. He's all around us. They couldn't see any escape. They didn't see how they could get out of the situation. They couldn't see any victory. They couldn't see it. But, oh, my God, God already had a plan. That's what he said in Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts that I have towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope and an expected end. God has a plan for you, and it's not a plan of defeat. It's a plan of victory. Glory to God. Verse 13, and Moses said unto the people, fear not, my God from heaven, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today.
Today.
For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Now, do you see that? You got to be careful of what you say. You can't say the wrong things when you're frustrated or angry or upset. You cannot say the wrong things. You're going to mess up your blessing. Hold your peace and let the Lord fight for you. Just don't say nothing and just be cool and just, Lord Jesus, Jesus, just under your breath, Jesus, 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 Lord, you know, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Don't fight with the people. Don't fight with their words. Don't try to use words against them. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, 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 Jesus. And God will give you the victory because you're depending now on Jesus and not yourself. Glory to God. And now it says here, verse 14, the Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace. Now watch this. It's my final verse on this one. And it says, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. I'm going to say that again. He said, speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. Stop looking back. Stop looking at what you don't have.
All right.
Stop looking at the problem.
Yay.
Look at going, start making plans to go forward, not backwards. Stop making plans to go backwards, because that's what they were doing. They were making plans in their heart to go back. Well, I might as well go on back that way. I might as well just give up and go on back that way. See, that's giving up when you go back. See, I might as well go on and go back. Well, God can't do nothing for me because I might as well just go on back. Well, see, then maybe you don't know him. See? Maybe you don't know God if you think that he can't do nothing for you. If you don't think God can help you, then maybe, just maybe, now you don't know him. Now watch this. I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 4. I'm going to hit this for 10 minutes, and then I'm going to let it go. Because God has... Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate that. God bless you. God has segued me into something that's very heavy now, because if you think that God can't do anything for you, if you think it's better to plan or to think, I might as well go backwards, let me show you or introduce to you why that may be a problem in your thinking, why that may come up in your thinking as to you may be saying, like the children of Israel, well, we might as well plan on going back. This might be too big. Maybe I tried to bite off too much. Maybe God can't handle something this big. You know, this is big. Maybe God ain't ready for this kind of deal right now, you know. Maybe I just go on back over here, and I know that over there I can do that. No, I'm sorry. That's the wrong God. God, is there anything too hard for the Lord?
Too hard for God. Come on.
Now, that's Jesus. Is there, anything. Now, he didn't say something. Is there anything too hard for him? Now, watch this. Mm-hmm. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, I'm just going to go from 1 to 15 right quick and hit it so you'll understand that this is not the way you think, and it
has something to do
with the kind of church that you're in. Watch this. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you should walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you have been called. Now, that means that you got to obey your calling. Whatever God have called you into, whatever he called you to do, you got to obey it. That means walk worthy. That means your lifestyle got to line up with it. Everything that you do got to line up with that call that he have called you before the foundations of the world. Amen? With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. He's teaching you how to do it. Now, this is how you live your life. Be lowly, be humble, be meek, and all that. That don't mean that you're broke and can't have nothing. That's not what it means. Some people used to teach that. That's wrong. That's wrong teaching. It just means being a humble person. That means if somebody cuss you out, you don't turn around and cuss them out. That's basically what it means.
Come on.
That means you can turn and walk away. You see, you're not going to stand there and fight with them and argue. You're going to turn and say, well, praise the Lord, and keep going. Okay? Verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Okay? That means what? Follow peace with all men as much as lieth within you. For holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. Okay? So that means that you've got to stop arguing with folks, stop fussing with folks, just keep peace. Keep peace. See, this is what I'm telling you. It has something to do with your thinking.
Yes,
okay,
Lord.
Just keep peace with folks. And let them fuss, fight, do all that foolishness they want to do. You go ahead and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. If you got to talk in tongues, go ahead and do that. But get on out of there. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Watch this. I know I feel the Holy Ghost. Watch this. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. God is
there is, now watch this. He says, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Now watch this. He's saying it's one body and one spirit. If they don't got the same spirit, you're going to have to just get away from them. It's one spirit. It ain't 10, 15, 20 different spirits. He says one body, that's the body of Christ, that's the church, and then one spirit. Now if they don't have the right spirit, you're going to have to leave them alone. That's all it is to it. Don't try to figure it out. If they don't have the right spirit, leave them alone. It's that simple. Okay? Really simple stuff here. And then verse 5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Now, he's talking about he's in all of them that's in him. God ain't in everybody. God is in everybody. No, God is in those who are in him.
Mm-hmm.
Some folk got the devil in them.
Come on now.
That's true. I'm just being honest. It's one spirit, okay? So if it's one spirit, now he was talking about the body of Christ. He wasn't talking about one spirit for everybody in the world. He was talking about the body of Christ. So it's one body in that body. That's the body of Christ. Everybody that say they saved, they not saved. Okay? That is. Nice and simple. Everybody that say they saved is not saved. So if they not saved, just say praise the Lord and keep it moving. You don't have to deal with these folks. And if they're not baptized in the Holy Ghost, when he's talking about one Lord, one faith, one baptism, he's really talking about the baptism into the body of Christ. And the way that you're baptized into the body of Christ, you have to be baptized through Jesus Christ. What that means is what John said. I baptize you with water, but Jesus is going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. That's the baptism. Because you can be baptized in water and not be saved, but you cannot be baptized in the Holy Ghost and not be saved. Because you have to be saved to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Amen? I'm going to say that again. You have to be saved in order to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. That's the way it works. Salvation comes and then the baptism of the Holy Ghost comes. It could come the same day or the next month or the next week. But that's the order. First you're baptized in what? First you're baptized in salvation, then you're baptized in the Holy Ghost. That's the way it works. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's move on. Verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Now, if God have called you into the body of Christ, even if you just got saved last week, God has a calling for your life. There should be a vision that God has given you concerning your interest in the body of Christ and what he wants you to do concerning serving Jesus. There should be something in your heart concerning serving Jesus, whether it's to be an usher, to be in the choir, to work on the deacon board, to do something for the Lord, evangelist. But we're going to get to the fivefold ministry in just a second. But when you're into the body of Christ, and this will help your thinking so that you will never think to go backwards, you will only think to go forward. Watch this. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. If God has saved you, there is a call upon your life. And that call, you must obey and humble yourself and be obedient to the call that Jesus has called you into. That way you will never consider going back into the world because you realize there's a call on your life. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 8, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. It's very important that as Jesus came up from what we talked about, he went down to the lower parts of the earth to take the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He ascended and then went up, and he said when he was on the earth, he stayed on the earth 40 days and 40 nights just to show the people openly that he had resurrected from the dead. On the 40th day, he told the disciples, he said, you guys go and tarry in Jerusalem and wait until you are endued with power from on high. And then he ascended up, and the angel stood there and said, why stand ye here gazing up? For this same Jesus who has ascended shall also descend in like manner. As he was ascending up to heaven, he released gifts to the body of Christ. And these are the gifts that he released. Look at verse 10. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. All things. Now watch this, verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Why? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. What does that mean? It simply means this. When God ascended on high, he gave the gifts to the body of Christ. It's a fivefold ministry gift, that these fivefold ministry gifts would work into the church, that they would work in the church collectively and together to build you up so you would be prepared to think like Jesus thinks.
Ah, Jesus.
When you have a one-shotgun ministry, I'm talking about a church now. I'm not talking about a person being an evangelist like Evangelist Bernard. That's why she always tells you guys, go to a church. This is why you have to be joined to a body of believers. Watch this. This is why. If you're not, your thinking is going to be off. Watch this. Watch this. I'm going to tell you why your thinking may be off. Watch this. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body, watch this, verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So God is saying, look, I'm putting apostles in the church, and this is just not the body of Christ globally. This is in every church. It's supposed to be in every church. You're supposed to have an apostle in every church, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, and a teacher. Because the pastor can't do it all. It's impossible for a pastor to do it all. If he's trying to do it all, it's not God. God didn't set it up that way. God set it up where there's an apostle who's the overseer of the church. The pastor is under the apostle. Uh-huh. That's the way it works. It's the apostle, then it's the prophet. Uh-huh. This is the order that God gave it. This is the New Testament church. It's the apostle, then it's the prophet, then it's the evangelist, and then it's the pastor and the teacher. The apostle is over the church. The apostle is the overseer. He's the one that sets up or establishes the church like Paul did. Paul established the church of Rome, Corinthians, Ephesians, and this is what he's writing to the church of Ephesus. He's letting them know this is the order that God has set. I'm an apostle. I'm coming to oversee to make sure that you guys are teaching the right doctrine. See? If just in case the pastor get off, who gonna correct him? Hello, somebody. If the pastor get off, who gonna correct him? The apostle is to come and correct him.
Well, come on,
but come on. Some pastor, and see, that's why people think it off. See, if the pastor get off, then everybody off.
You right.
See?
Hallelujah.
So he over there, he got his shotgun church. He got 200 members. Nah, ain't nobody preaching up in this church. I'm the only one preaching up in here. And every now and then, he may let an evangelist come once a year. But see, if he off, that evangelist job is not to correct the pastor. That's not the job of the evangelist. See?
Come on.
The job of the apostle is to correct the pastor and say, look, brother, you off.
Will you please define what an apostle is? Please break that down.
Well, first of all, the apostle is the one that set up the church. That's the real order. The real order is that there was no pastor that set up a church. It was an apostle that came and set it up. See, if you look at the Bible, it was the apostles that set churches up because they are the builders. They are the builders. They are the builders. They're the one that came and set the churches up. It was the apostles that came and set up churches, not pastors. Pastors don't set up churches. Pastors shepherd the flock. That's their office, is to shepherd the flock. That means to feed the flock. That's what they do. They come in and they feed them. But the apostle set it up. See, he come in and set it up, and he makes sure that the doctrine is according to the apostles' doctrine, which was the doctrine of Jesus Christ. It's the same.
Right.
See, they make sure that there's no different doctrine. That's why all these folks got their own doctrine now, see, because the apostle didn't set up the church. A pastor came along and said, well, I'm going to build a building, and I'm going to get these people in here, and I'm going to call it my church. But that's not the order that God gave the people. God gave the order that the apostle would come in and like Paul. As you read the Bible, you will see in the New Testament, that's why Paul wrote most of the New Testament, because he was the one that God used to set up all these churches. Amen? You don't see no pastor setting up no churches in the Bible.
Lord Jesus.
If you can read, you will see it for yourself. It was the apostle that set up the churches, and then, see, because the pastor has to be held accountable to someone. And if the pastor is not held accountable to someone, then his doctrine could be off. And if his doctrine get off somehow, some way, you know, his wife could tell him, well, baby, I don't think you should be teaching like that. See, and then he listened to his wife, and then he started teaching a different gospel or a different doctrine, and then the people is messed up, and then they think it is wrong, and that's how you start thinking, well, I might as well give up, because Jesus can't help me. The devil is a lie. That's why the apostle has to come in and tell him to get back on track. See, that's what happened to Carlton Pearson. Carlton Pearson started teaching a different gospel, and they tried to correct him. He wouldn't listen. See, so all I'm telling you is that God set this order up. Why? So that you could come into the knowledge, verse 13, the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Perfect means mature. You have to be mature enough to handle the attacks that the devil is bringing against you. And so you got to know God enough to know that God got my back on this. I ain't worried about nothing. God got me. See, that's the only way you're going to be mature is if you have the apostle in the church. You got the prophet in the church. Some churches don't even want prophets in there. You know the church ain't right. The church is not right. We don't want no prophets in here. Well, you not following the Bible then, so that means you not teaching the right doctrine. So, see, the Lord is the one that set the church up in this order. See, when he left, he said, here, this is a gift I'm giving to the body of Christ. So if the church is not following this order, it's not the church that God set up. Men have set up many churches. Men have set up many churches. And they said Jesus has set it up, but if it's not set up like this, then it can't be from God, because God says, this is how I set it up. I have the apostle in there. He's the one that's going to oversee everything, because I'm dealing directly with him. And then the prophet is to come prophesy and keep everything in check. Even he come to keep the apostle in check too. Well, thus saith the Lord. Because David was a king, and David had two prophets, if you remember. David had two prophets as a king to keep him on track. That was the only way David repented in Psalms 51 after he had slept with Bathsheba and God had killed the baby because David had sinned against God. But David had not repented until the prophet Nathan went to him, and then he said there was a man who had many sheep, and then he went and took a sheep from a man who only had one. And David said, kill the man. And the prophet Nathan said, thou art that man. And if you read Psalms 51, that's the result of that prophecy to David. David repented and said, Lord, blot out my transgressions. Take not thy spirit from me. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. You see? He repented at the prophet's word. You see? So that's why you have to have a prophet, because he brings correction and order. The apostle keeps the doctrine correct. Let's go on and read. Watch this, verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. See? You got men setting up churches and it's not of God. You got men setting up churches and they're crafty. They're cunning. They're using trickery, and they teaching the wrong doctrine, and they deceiving people. Well, we need $1,000 line. No, whatever God tell you to give, that's what you give. That's how it works. That's why these guys, if you notice, they don't have the order that the Bible tells you. If they really are following God's order, there'll be an apostle in that church. There'll be a prophet in that church. There'll be an evangelist in that church, a pastor, and a teacher. That's it. It's called balance. You'll have balance in that church. Why? Because the pastor wants to make sure he's doing things God's way. And he himself will come under subjection to correction to the apostle and the prophet. But that's why a lot of pastors don't want prophets, because they don't want to hear no correction. They don't want to have nothing to do with no prophet or an apostle. No, don't bring them in here. Don't bring them in here. No. I'm the pastor. I'm the pastor. Well, you're not God. See? So I know this is a shock to many of you, but this is the way the church is supposed to be set up. And so many people only know one thing. Well, that's my pastor. Well, there's somebody higher than the pastor. There's the person that's supposed to set the church up and keep the pastor in check. See, that would keep these pastors from sleeping with women. Hello, somebody. That would keep them when they have somebody who can see in the spirit.
Did you say that?
I said it. Keep these pastors from sleeping with the flock.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Keep them from sleeping with the flock. Sitting up there in the pulpit. Ooh, look at that one. And you're supposed to have your mind on Jesus. But a prophet will bust you out, and an apostle will correct you and say, God told me you got a problem with lust. You in the pulpit, and you lusting after the women. Sit down.
Lord have mercy.
See, there's no correction. And that's why you get that's how you get gay pastors. God ain't set them churches up. They set them up themselves. God did not set that mess up.
Come on now.
See, so that's the problem with not having it under God's order. When you have it under God's order and you have the apostle there and the prophet there, what will take place is that God will keep the order right. Everything will be decent and in order. And I know a lot of you shocked, and I know a lot of you probably new Christians, and you don't know much about the way God set up the body of Christ, but there has to be an accountability of the pastor to someone in spiritual authority. An apostle and a prophet has to be in the house to keep things in order, because the pastor can get off. He can get off, and then if he get off, then the doctrine going to be off. If the doctrine is off, then you going to be off if you're sitting under that kind of ministry. You got pastors in the pulpit telling jokes. God is not a joke. God is serious business. This body of Christ doesn't belong to men. It belongs to God, and it's for you to grow up and to be mature and to be able to stand against the enemy, and so that when the pressure of the enemy come, you'll be able to resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. But if you are not rooted and grounded in Christ according to having a fivefold ministry that you're sitting under, then you won't have the right doctrine. And if you don't have the right doctrine, you're not going to be strong enough. You're going to be doing like the children of Israel, talking about let's go back into bondage because God's not going to come through for us. Now you see how important it is, because God wants you to grow up and have knowledge of him. Knowledge of him. But the only way you're going to get full knowledge of God, you have to have an apostle in the house, a prophet in the house, an evangelist in the house, a pastor, and a teacher. The fivefold ministry has to be in the house, and it's not in one person. It's in five different people. See? And so when you get in that pulpit, you should see the offices of an apostle sitting up there. You should see a pastor sitting up there, a prophet sitting up there, an evangelist sitting up there, and a teacher. That's what you're supposed to see in the pulpit, not just the pastor. That's why it's off. Yeah, that's why it's off. That's what you're supposed to see in the pulpit. Because the pastor might think about preaching something, and the apostle will say, God has given me something. And then the prophet is supposed to confirm. Yes, I confirm.
You
that's from God.
See, doing that, Prophet Mike,
what you, huh?
That is not happening.
Well, you know why it's not happening? It's in the Bible. It's right here. Look, it's right here. It's in the Bible. Watch. Watch this. Watch this. Look, look, look. It says, verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. How? By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. That's why it's not happening, because they got some crafty folks that's cunning and slick. They call them slick, city slickers. They slick, and they done started a church, and they done got the people under them, and now they say, well, this is how we going to do it at this church. You probably heard them say it. Well, this is how we do it over here. He didn't say nothing about this is what the Bible said. He said, this is how we do it over here. Amen?
Amen.
And I know you heard him say it, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so he's taken his own doctrine now and said, well, this is how I do it in my church. This is my house. That's what they say. This is my house. Don't have nothing to do with God's house. This is my house. When you come to my house, this is what we do. No, it's not your house. See? See? You heard him say it, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
And they say, well, this is my church. This is my church. No. Well, it's your church because you didn't set it up God's way. You set it up. That's right. It is your church. You set it up. See, it's not God's church because they're not going to do it God's way.
And that's why God ain't in them.
That's right. Because God is not in nothing that he didn't set up. He said, unless the Lord build a house, he that buildeth labors in vain. My God from heaven. He said, unless the Lord builds the house, he that labors in vain. In other words, all that work is in vain because God is not in it. God wants you to have an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, and a teacher, not just a pastor. Because why? It's for you to grow up and to be strong in the Lord, not in man. That's why so many Christians are weak now, because they only got one person in the pulpit, a pastor, and the pastor can't do it all.
And
so the saints are, so they're not getting their food. So basically you're getting snacks instead of getting a full meal. And nobody can live off snacks. Uh-huh. God said this is to mature. God said the reason he have this set up like this is so it will mature us and bring us to the full stature of Christ. The full stature. So the devil has come in now. He said, well, I'm going to attack the leadership, and I'm going to have them to think that you can do it with just one person. And so the devil knows the result, that if they don't have the fivefold ministry, that the people listening will not be strong enough to fight him, because they won't be able to stand on the word of God. When the attacks come, they'll say, well, let's go backwards. Let's go on back into Egypt. Let's go back and serve Pharaoh, because I can't see God doing nothing for me. I can't see God performing no miracle. I can't see God opening no door for me. So let me just go back and move in with Tony, because I can only pay $500 a month rent over there with him instead of having my own and pay that $1,500.
You talking now? Jesus.
Let me just go on back over there. Let me just go on back over there with him, and it'll be easier for me to move in with him. But God is saying, trust in the Lord with all thine heart.
But you
can't do that if you're not being fed by a fivefold ministry. You can't do it if you ain't, because God set it up that way, that you might be fed balanced, a balanced meal, so you can be strong and in the power of the Lord. But you just got one person, and then he tripping. He just got through fighting with his wife, and he trying to teach you something. Who going to sit the pastor down when he wrong? See? He not going to sit himself down. Who going to sit him down when he wrong? Where's the apostle that said, Leonard, sit down. You sitting down today. See? Who is he subject to? He just got through watching a movie on Saturday night with cursing and bedroom scenes and all kind of stuff, and he getting up trying to teach you. No, it's not going to work. So he has to be subject himself to leadership. He has to be subject to the apostle. When the apostle came in town, and if you notice the letters that were written to the church, they were written where? To the pastor. But who were they from? They were from the apostle. Why? To give order and instruction and correction. All of these letters, Ephesus, Rome, Galatia, all of these were letters that were written to the pastor to keep him in order. Thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna end it right there. The only thing I'm going to tell you, that there are some churches that operate in this. There are some. There are some churches that operate correctly. You need to pray and make sure you're in the right place. I'm going to pray for many of you today on the phone to get delivered, and the rest of you, I'm going to pray that you're in the right place so that you can properly be fed, because this ministry, it encourages you, but you need to be fed completely. And if you're depending only on this ministry, you're out of order. This is a good ministry, and it's Evangelist Bernard is an evangelist. She's to edify you, to build you up, to encourage you, and that's exactly what she does. But you need to be a part of the body of Christ and sitting under a church that has proper leadership so that you can grow up and become strong and mature in the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for your words. You gave a word of deliverance in the book of Exodus, and now you give a word of how your church is supposed to function and work in the book of Ephesians. The reason that the children of Israel in the book of Exodus wanted to turn and go back when the enemy was attacking them was because they were not properly strengthened according to Ephesians chapter 4. They were not strong enough to stand against the enemy, and they start fighting against the leader. Instead of standing and saying, God, we trust you. We know you're going to do it. So So, Father, I thank you that let the words hit the people where they need it, bring deliverance to your people, give your people wisdom on how to, if they're in the wrong place, to lead them to the right place so that they can be fed properly, so they can be nourished properly, and so they can be matured, so they can grow up, and so they can be strong and not weak. You don't raise weak children. You,
thank you,
raise
Jesus.
Strong children.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You are not a weak God. You are a strong God.
Jesus.
Father, I thank you for the anointing to empower them not to be afraid, but
yes,
be willing to go forward. To go forward.
Thank you, Lord.
And you will meet them there. As they look forward, you will meet them there for the glory of God. I pray. And release your anointing for the people not to be afraid for whatever it is they need prayer for, that they will not be afraid and that God will bring deliverance today. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Today is the day of salvation.
Glory to God. I bless you today, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Take heed. It's not my brother, it's not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord. I'm telling you everything. I haven't talked to Prophet Michael since last week to put him on the schedule. Did I, Prophet?
That's correct.
Last week.
That's right.
And confirm this day. Have I talked with you?
I have not spoke with you. And I haven't been on the line.
Lord of God. Thank you, Jesus. And I tell you, this man has spoke today. The Holy Ghost used him to speak. The Holy Ghost is the one that make it intercession. We have some things we want to say sometimes. But God has spoken today. I tell you, I was troubled in my spirit this weekend. And everything you spoke today, I had to hold my peace. I wanted to strike out. Oh, yes. I wanted to respond to a nasty text. Hallelujah. But I heard the Lord say, don't even respond.
That's right.
Jesus.
That's
and you,
right.
You done taught today. Hallelujah. The Lord told me, said, don't respond.
Wow.
I wanted to send them a nasty text back and say, who in the so-and-so do you think you are? That's what this flesh wanted to say. Who do you think you are? You are not bigger than God. But the Lord said, hold your peace.
Oh,
hallelujah. And today, everything was confirmed. It was confirmed before today. But today I got further confirmation. Let me say this, Prophet Michael, before I open up the line. God is going to hold me responsible for everybody that come on this line.
Yes.
I'm not your pastor.
That's
but
right.
This is an assignment that God has given me. So guess what? I'm the one that's allowed people to come and minister on this broadcast.
Right.
I'm the one that does the communicate with them and get their bios and learn something about their life. Well, guess what? If I get a bad report, what am I to do with it? Prophet Michael?
What do I have to do with it?
Because God is going to hold me responsible. God is interested in souls. Hallelujah.
Right.
We're not here to mislead you. We're not here to correct you. Amen. You have a pastor. You have a church home. Go to them. We're just here to give you the word of God. We can't go to your house. We can't come and put somebody outside your door and watch everywhere you go. That's not our assignment.
Right.
But after you have heard the word, then you have to examine yourself. You have
right.
to say, Lord, help me. Hallelujah. Help me to refrain. Help me to denounce some things. Help me to get rid of something. Hallelujah. This man that spoke today, I needed that word today. Because the enemy has been busy. But my Bible tells me that six things the Lord hates and seven of his abominations. When you begin to sow discord among the brethren, God is not pleased with it. Okay? So you can analyze this line. You can analyze me. But guess what? If I find out that you, Maya Angelou said, when people show you who they are, believe them. When they show you who they are, believe them.
Believe them, that's right.
After they show you who they are, why would you not believe them? Okay, all you got to do is try this word. This man done put the Lord have mercy. That's why he's a prophet. Okay? Because he's not seeking what a man have to say. He's seeking what does the Lord want me to say. What can I do to empower a body? What can I do to encourage somebody? What can I do to let somebody know that they don't have to live like that? God is a forgiving God. But what we won't do, as the man of God just said, no. David, when the prophet went to David, hallelujah, and David said, the man that have done this, kill him.
Yes.
The prophet said, you are that man.
That's
hallelujah,
it.
God surely did kill him. He did die. Hallelujah, but God said he was a man after his own heart. Because guess what? David went and repented.
That's it.
And that's where we mess in our pocket. There's no repentance.
Come on, that's good. That's good. That's good.
There's no repentance. We tell one another, oh, forgive me. But baby, you got to repent to God.
That's
you
right.
have to repent
right.
to God. And then right. you got to repent. Just like the prophet said, then you got to go and say, tell it to a man. Because guess what? God has given them the oversight over us. They're watching for our souls.
That's right. That's right.
And if they don't do it, then God gonna hold them responsible. And I don't want nobody's blood on my head. But please know, hallelujah, I'm in this flesh just like you. And I have feelings too. I hurt sometimes when people lie on me. I'm hurt sometimes when they say all kind of speak all kind of man or evil against me. Don't you think I've made it yet? I haven't made it yet. I'm just like you. I'm struggling just like you. But I'm struggling to stay alive in Jesus because God made me some promises. I'm not looking back. I'm not going to be like the children. He just told us about the children. I can't look back. And I can't stop you. I can't allow you to stop God from taking me where he's trying to go get me to. So if I have to shut up my mouth, and go down in sackcloth and ashes and wait till I hear from God. God will avenge you.
That's right. That's right.
You all you got to do, the man of God said, hold your peace. Let the Lord fight you. Don't get it. Yeah, they make you mad, prophet. Yeah, you want to rise up and say, who the hell? You don't know me either. Somebody told me, you don't know me. Well, you don't know me either. I am a Messiah. Hallelujah. But I know who knows you. God knows you. And he knows your evil works. He knows your evil deeds. You ain't getting away, baby. You might get by. But you'll never get away. Because God is a just God. He's a righteous God. We're going to open up the lines. I'm going to leave that alone. Because God did that. God fought my battle. I didn't have to say a mumbling word. But guess what? When it all filtered down, some of the people that was involved found out that this was a real devil. And it came in like a sheep. Came in like an innocent little bastard. Oh, you better watch these devils, honey. They're out to get you. And if you have invested anything in God, you better protect your anointing. We had that subject two or three weeks, I think. Protect your anointing. That's what the devil trying to do. He's trying to get you anointed. They don't have nothing, so they're looking to get something from you. Hallelujah. You better watch these spirits that's speaking into your ear. There's voices many in the land. I ain't running with everybody. I ain't sitting up under everybody. Oh, no, baby, you ain't laying your filthy hands on me. The devil is a lie. Hiya, the Messiah. Open up the line, Sister Ruby. I'm done. You know, that word was for me today, Prophet.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the Lord told me, said, I got a word. I got a word today. God told me you had a word. And when I looked, I said, oh, yeah, this is Prophet Michael coming on today. God is going to speak today. The Lord has spoken. Now, you can judge it. You can analyze it. You can reject it or accept it. But I tell you, if you accept it, you will live. If you reject it, watch out. God ain't playing with us. We better get serious about this thing. We better get serious about living holy. Oh, Jesus. I'm done, Prophet. Open up the line, Sister Ruby. Anybody need prayer? Now, we don't want you to just ask for a house. We want, if you got something that is serious and you really need us to intervene and pray with you and for you, let's do that today. The houses and the land, they all belong to God. If you live right, it belongs to you anyway. Hallelujah. But we have some people that have some serious situations that we want them to be blessed in. Amen. God bless you, man of God. That was the word today.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. I just want to let you know I love you in Jesus' name.
Ah, Jesus. That was the word. God will give you what you have need of. All your peace. All your peace.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, Prophet Michael. We want to see everybody saved.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, God said in his word, let the weak grow with the tear. Everybody not going to see Jesus in peace. Everybody not going to live right.
No.
So what are we to do? We still got to love them, but I ain't got to walk with you.
That's right.
I ain't got to be in your midst. I ain't got to fellowship with you. No. When you he said, don't even keep company with fornicators. I said
right.
that.
That's right.
Didn't the Bible say it?
That's what it said.
Ah, glory to God. We don't want to hear that. He said don't even keep company with them.
Yeah. And don't even
eat
with
them. Keeping company with fornicators, you better watch out that a lightning bolt don't fall wherever you are. Because God said don't even keep company with them. Ah,
God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I'm done. He said, hey, prophet, let me just give you all this scripture.
Okay.
He said, 1 Corinthians 5:9 said, I wrote unto you in an epistle, this is the Apostle Paul said, not to company with fornicators, yet not altogether with fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters. For then must ye needs go out of the world. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Lord, I don't need to go no further. Y'all go, when you get time, go to your Bible and read 1 Corinthians 6:5. Then read 1 Corinthians 5. Read that whole chapter. Then cross over to 1 Corinthians 6.
That's good.
You better
start
keeping company with these folks. 2 Corinthians 6:17 said, wherefore, come out from among them.
Be ye separate.
And be ye separate, saith the Lord. You don't have to run with these folks. And touch not the unclean thing.
Come on.
Said, I will receive you, Prophet Michael Davis.
I receive
you. You have spoke with God, saith today. You are inexcusable, old man, whomsoever ye may be. That girl opened up with prayer. I didn't talk to her.
No.
Do you hear me?
Thank you, Jesus.
Prophet Michael, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm giving it to Sister Ruby. About 7 minutes to three. It's 3 o'clock New Orleans time. It's 1 o'clock. I'm on a different time zone now. At 7 minutes to 3, the Lord put in my spirit to call Sister Corinthia. And all I said, can you come on the line and pray? Jesus. Ask her. I said, can you come on the line and pray? That was all I said to her. Everything that girl prayed, guess what? It was everything that was going, Lord have mercy. One thing I know, when I hear God and I know it's God, I'm going to respond. Oh, yes. 7 minutes to three, I call this woman of God. I say, I need you to pray. Because we got some people on this line going through some things. I'm not directing anybody no more to no more lines. I got one or two lines that I'm going to go to, okay? I will not direct anybody else to another prayer line. And you're getting it from the horse's mouth. So whoever's not on the line and they're friends with you, spread the word. I will not be sanctioning, I will not be promoting or advertising no more lines for nobody that come on this line to go to. Now, I can't stop you from going on the line, but I won't promote it. All right? I'm not campaigning for them. Hello?
Amen.
You got
Amen.
It. You heard it from me, you got it. All right?
Amen.
Thank you. And I ain't jealous, I ain't mad, but guess what? I'm going to protect my anointing. Okay? I don't want to be a part of gossipers, discord sowers, fornicators. I'm not going to run with them. I'm not going to sit down and eat with them. I don't want to have no company with them. Call me holiness now. Guess what? The Bible says without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. So I'm going to keep on practicing holiness. That's what I'm going to do. All right, Sister Ruby, I'm done. God done spoke here today. I ain't had to do nothing. Try to fight your battles, baby. Woo! So good to see Sister Cammy on the line today. God bless you, Sister Cammy. Appreciate you. Lord knows I love all of you all. I love you all. Y'all are part of my family. Y'all are family. I don't look at you all no other way. You all are family. But guess what? My heart is burdened. My heart is heavy. When we can't love one another and we can't live like God is desiring us to live, it don't take much. It don't take much. It just takes some strength to say,
like
I'm not going to do this today. I won't be a part of that today. You got to get focused on where you're going, people of God. The man of God said, forget those things that's behind. Keep on looking forward. Because if you don't look forward, you're going to try to go back. And the enemy going to try to take you back. And the first thing he do is come to your prophet with your past. Oh, you remember you did this. Oh, you ain't all that. You ain't that sad. Oh, yes, I am. Because I'm no longer living like I was living 30 years ago. If you've been in this thing 10, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, guess what? You ought to be matured. There should be some growth. There should be some maturity.
Yep.
The man of God, the Lord done spoke that today. So if y'all mad with anybody, get mad with God. Because God gave Prophet Michael Davis a word, that's what you call a rhema word. Woo, Jesus, more charity. Yeah, you're the most fire. Man, the spoke here today. Word of God. Set the order in the church. Glory.
Hey, that's
go ahead, Mother Charity. Hallelujah. Lord, I bless you today.
God bless you,
Mother
Charity.
Ready to go to a women. Come on. All right, Sister Ruby.
Yeah, I have a lot of Mother Charity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just thank the Lord, amen, for all of his blessings that he has bestowed upon us, and we thank him for all of his blessings in the name of the Lord today. Thank you, oh God, that to hear y'all's voices. Praise God, amen. And I tell you, Sister Ruby, praise the Lord, Sister Ruby. But Evangelist Bernard, praise the Lord, she done preached. Michael Davis, he done preached. So we got a whole lot of the word today, hallelujah. Yeah. You know, but Evangelist Davis, he had like a Bible class in some parts of his message. Praise God, I'm telling you the truth, but the Lord is good to us, and I thank the Lord for his words of life, and I thank the Lord because he said, if it was possible, if is standing there. Yeah,
come
right. If it was possible, Satan would fool the very elect of God. Amen. That's why, Jesus. You know, it's good to study God's word. So when you hear certain things, I mean, you know if it's right and you know if it's wrong. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for that. Hallelujah. That little if is standing there. Praise God. Because Satan can't fool us. If you study the word of God and stay in God's word, hallelujah, and keep on praying and stay prayed up, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. So I just thank and praise the Lord. Amen for you all. I was so sorry to hear you all saying about Pastor David, Pastor Michael Lewis, amen, and losing his daughter. I was so sorry to hear that because we had been praying for Sister Tracy self. Praise the Lord, amen, that the Lord would bring her out. So God apparently seen this way to deliver her. And so we're going to continue to pray for Elder Michael Lewis. Praise God that God has strengthened him and comfort his heart. Amen, in his bereavement today. Glory to God. The saints of God, they're coming back now. They're coming back from the convention. Praise the Lord, down in Cincinnati. And then the PAW, they've been having their convention here in Detroit down at the Cobo Hall. So, I mean, we had in at the same time, you know. So, glory to God. God is blessing his people everywhere. So we just thank God for that. Praise the Lord. And it's good to hear you all. I'm glad that you're pressing on in Jesus' name. Y'all continue to pray for us. Praise God.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to give a little comment to what she was saying. What she said is correct. The very elect will not be deceived. The Bible says the very elect will not be deceived. The problem is that we don't want none of them to be deceived. That's why we want to lead them to the path of righteousness. See, Jesus told Peter, he says, Satan desires to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But after you have been converted, now go strengthen your brother. In other words, go help somebody else to defeat the enemy. Glory to God. Am I still on?
You are.
I could hear you, but I don't know what happened to the others.
Oh, okay. Yeah, anyway.
I can hear you.
You still on.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, that anointing is still on me strong. Mother Charity, what you said is completely right. And I want the people to know that the elect will not be deceived because God protects them. What the Apostle Paul is talking about here is those who have not been matured. The elect are not novice. You know, the book of Timothy tells us about that. The elect are not novice. The elect are those who have been grown up and matured in the word of God and know the ways of God. Huh? They've been matured in Christ now. They haven't just been saved for 6 months. Now, these are people, in this case, who obviously are not spiritually mature, because he's teaching them that they must come into the fullness of Christ. Mm-hmm. The elect are mature in Christ. I have not seen any elect that are novice, because they still need training. They have to sit under a schoolmaster. They have to sit under a teacher until they come to the full stature of Christ. And this is the problem. We are not delivering. Now, 20, 30, 40 years ago, you had people who grew up quickly in the Lord. In 5 years, they was in the pulpit. They were able to preach because they were mature enough. They were living holy. Now you got people been sitting on the pews for 20 and 30 years and don't know anything. They unable to cast out a devil. They unable to deliver somebody. They unable to discern if somebody is in fornication or not. They don't have the gift of discerning operating fully in their life, because they're not operating in the full stature of Christ. And this is where God wants the entire body to get to the place where they're operating in the full stature of Christ. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to Sister Corinthians. They call, put the thing out there for prayer. Sister Corinthian. Okay. Sister Corinthian? Okay, then we'll try to get back to her. What's that, Brother Nason? 818-4410.
Sister Ruby is calling those that wanted prayer. If you want prayer, hit the number one key. Those that hit the number one key, we open up your line for the prophet to pray for you. If not, we're going to keep moving, because we still have about 11 or 12 callers still on the line.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go to unknown. Okay. 606-0778.
Praise the Lord. God's good, ain't he?
Yes.
Praise him.
It's all about Jesus. We have to, first of all, we have to accept Jesus in our heart.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Then we have to walk in faith every day and continue in his grace.
Yes.
Because the Bible says, he that endures unto the end, the same shall
the same.
Be saved.
The same shall
One
be saved.
One of the best places
Did you have a prayer request?
In the Bible.
Did you have a prayer request?
Oh, is this about prayer request? Well,
yes,
you can pray for my wife. She's going to be going through some type of an operation Thursday.
Thursday, next week, sir.
You're speaking to Reverend Dwayne Van Hook, Somerset, Kentucky.
God bless you, brother.
God awesome,
bless you, brother.
Hey, hallelujah.
I love you, brother.
My Facebook's listed as Reb Dwayne Van Hook.
Yes, sir. Van Hook. Yes, sir.
All right.
I really appreciate your spirit, and I really sense that you love the Lord, and I really believe that the favor and the anointing of God is on you. I sense that you have the gift to teach. I sense that by the Holy Spirit, and that's a powerful gift to teach, to instruct God's people in the ways of Christ. And I sense that you love the flock. Glory to God.
Amen.
I also sense that the enemy has been trying to attack the ministry, but brother. As the enemy tried to attack Jesus also, it resulted in multiplication. Ha, koshan deba. I see that as a result of the attack that has come, it's going to result in multiplication in your ministry.
Uh-huh.
My God from heaven. I'm going to pray for your wife that God would reverse this condition, and that he would cancel the assignment of Satan against you and your family, and that the complete destruction of the plans of Satan be nullified, and a cease and desist order would be issued immediately against the demons of hell, and that the power of God would not only cover you and clothe you, but would also propel propel you into the place that God has already revealed to you that you will be in. Father, I thank you for this servant of the Lord. I thank you for this man of God. His heart is humbled, and he has a humble spirit. And, Father, you have given him gifts for the body of Christ to teach, to edify, to instruct, and to encourage, and to build up for your glory. Father, the enemy has tried to attack this man's family, and this is a trespass and a violation because, Lord, we are protected because of your covenant, and your covenant says that with your stripes we are healed, and that's a promise that took place over 2,000 years ago. Now we execute the authority of that promise concerning his wife in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, you would move speedily on behalf of his wife, and that you would release the anointing to destroy every yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus, and that healing would spring forth speedily as the noonday for your glory, for your honor, and your namesake. And, Father, as a result of this attack that the enemy has attempted to lay upon my brother, that you would not only multiply the anointing, but you would multiply the ministry for your glory, for your honor, and for your namesake. And we thank you for that being done in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
My God from heaven.
Glory.
That's powerful, brother. You're in Kentucky, huh?
Somerset, Kentucky.
Somerset, Kentucky. That must be way out in the country.
Well, I live in town, though, a little town.
Uh-huh.
Yep. We're on Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard Time. And how are things?
United States Eastern Standard Time, huh?
How are things with the ministry, sir?
It's going pretty good. Right now I'm having church in my home because of our finances. Pastoring
okay.
a church into my home right now.
Well, that's what the Lord showed me. A multiplication is about to take place. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, multiplication is about to take place. I see that. You're faithful. You've been faithful. And I see a multiplication that's about to take place. God, apparently you've been trustworthy with the Lord and what he's given you. And God says, if you're faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many.
Praise God.
That's the way he works. So
God's good.
My God, he's faithful, brother.
Yes. I started preaching in 1976. I've been saved since 1969.
My God from heaven. Well, brother, you keep preaching the gospel and flowing in the Holy Ghost, and my God, there is absolutely nothing too hard for Jesus to do.
Man.
Absolutely nothing is impossible with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I know you know that.
Absolutely.
Stand strong.
We appreciate you tuning in. God bless you, our Reverend. Amen. All right, Sister Ruby, we still got about 10 more callers on the line. Let's move it. I'm kind of pushing it because I got to get out of here, too.
Okay.
It's Tammy.
Oh, hey, praise God.
Oh,
praise
Lord.
The Lord.
Praise God. It's good. I came on at the right time. That was powerful. That was so powerful. Yeah, I can feel the intensity and the anointing coming through. And I think last time I was on here was one that I said I wanted prayer on because I was one that I visit a lot of lawns, and I think, you know, you're seeking for something. And I had to myself remove myself and get more into the Bible and Word because I was, you know, finding myself confused and stuff. So I really appreciate that Word. Yeah. So I'll be first to say the only way you're going to be healed and delivered is to be truthful. So, yeah, so I thank God for that.
All right. Did you have any special prayer requests, Sister Cammy?
Just continue to strengthen me and order my steps and, you know, just continue to pray for my family and my company. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to go to Prophet Mike. Michael, I want you to pray immediately following her for her. We're going to go to Prophet Michael Lewis. And he's on the line, and I definitely want you to – he's on the line. We prayed for him earlier, but he's on the line, so we want to get him next. All right.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, we pray for Sister Cammy and all of her
yes,
needs.
Yes, God. Touch her, Lord.
God. Thank you for the favor that you will extend to her for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, we cancel the plans of Satan. We cancel his assignment. We cancel distractions in the name of Jesus that come to confuse. We bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. And we loose the anointing of the Holy Ghost for the glory of God. And we loose the peace of God in the mighty name of Jesus for God to be glorified. And Father, once again, concerning Cammie, you said no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And Father, we thank you for the victory. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for the victory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Wow. Thank you.
God bless us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. I love you.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
You said you're going to Prophet Lewis. Prophet Michael Lewis.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 We're going to let the prophet pray for you. Hallelujah.
Hey, prophet.
Hey, my brother. Long time no hear.
Is this my brother that used to play basketball with you?
Oh, you know it is. You know it is, brother Mike. Yes, sir. Mosswood Park.
That's it, Doc. That's it. Mosswood Park, man.
Yes,
Chocolate Thunder. That's this brother here. Chocolate Thunder.
Good hearing from you. I was in and out on the messages because, you know, my daughter just passed, so there's you know, the legality of the funeral arrangements and all that, so my phone is in and out, and then I'm running in and out of town trying to secure things to make sure her home going is a pleasant one. You know, I just want to thank God that the part of the service that I did catch was when you were speaking about Romans 8:28. All things work together for the good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And I thank God for that because I'm strengthened through that, knowing that it was in God's plan. Even though we prayed, God did hear our prayer. God sustained her. Miracles was wrought through God, but he saw fit to bring her home. So I'm not sad. And I know people calling, asking how I'm doing, and the best I can explain it is I'm good in God because my confidence, my trust was in him. So I'm not sad and I'm hurt. You know, that is my daughter. But other than that, I remain hopeful, grateful. My confidence still is in God. Not at one point did I ever waver, staggered at his promises. I believed what his word said. So I was able to go and minister to my daughter the day before she left. I told her, baby, if you tired, I understand. I want you to know I love you. I send you off with my blessings. And she closed her eyes right then. When she closed her eyes, I left, went to church, do what I do in God. When I got out of church, all of a sudden, you know, my phone blew up and everybody calling hysterical. And I'm like, calm down. She's fine. You're going to be all right too, but she's fine. She's not suffering no more. She don't have a problem. She's doing real good. Now, we got to deal with you that's left behind because he did this. He allowed this to happen so that her life could minister to her sisters, to her brothers, some uncles, nieces, cousins that didn't believe. So this is why God did what he done. So, yeah, I thank and praise God for even the word that I heard from Sister Adrian. You know, this is what we need in this hour. The Bible say don't keep company with a fornicator. That's exactly what it means. But the Bible also tells us we're helpers one to another. So, Sister Adrian, I thank you for all the help you have given me down through the years again, because if it wasn't for me working on Danielle's case, I would not be able to handle what I'm handling now. You know, it's not no pressure on me because my daughter gone. I mean, I'm comforted in the will of God, knowing that his will was done in Tracy's life. And, you know, for that, it was misinterpreted in the church, and people didn't understand. And, you know, they're saying, you know, what God should have and could have, but he didn't. And I'm like, wow, don't charge God ignorantly. God did what we asked him to do. He kept her alive. He kept her alive for 19 days. She was a miracle for 19 days. She breathed on her own, came off a breathing machine. She breathed on her own. They said brain dead. She opened her eyes. They said she had no feeling, no movement. She turned her head. She moved her lips to say, I love you. No words came out, but her lips moved. So I've seen all these miracles of God. Jesus himself couldn't do no miracles because of people's unbelief. So God saw that, and he saw fit to bring her home. When she became fully aware of her surroundings, she knew within herself whatever was going on, she didn't want to deal with it. So she chose. Right. That was her choice. She chose to go home, y'all. So this is where we at. Amen.
All right. Well, we're going to have my Prophet Davis to pray for you, and then we got a few more callers on the line. God bless you. We're praying for you.
Yes.
Prophet Michael, the only thing I can say is these things have come to strengthen you.
Amen.
They have come not to tear down.
That's right.
They have not come to do any harm. They have only come to make you stronger.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we don't know how God will choose things to bring into our life to make us stronger.
Yes.
We don't have a choice in that part. But the part that we do have a choice in is agreeing with God, saying, you know what's best for me. Job said it so well. Even though you slay me,
come on.
Yet will I trust him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All of my appointed days, I will wait on the Lord.
Yes, sir.
So, brother, you have done righteously in the sight of God. You have done all that he has required of you. You have been strengthened in this process.
Thank you.
And nobody can take that from you.
Hallelujah.
As with Job, he had to go through a fire. But God, at the end of the day, gave him double for his trouble.
Hallelujah.
And I pronounce that, proclaim that, and decree that over your life, that you shall have double for your trouble.
Glory.
In the name of Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. My God.
Thank you.
The strength of the Lord is with you, my brother. I can feel it by the power of the Holy Spirit. The strength of the Lord is with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
My God. I can feel the power of God coming through the phone.
Hallelujah.
God has made you strong, my friend. He has made you strong.
Yes, sir.
Strong.
Yes, sir.
Strong.
Yes, sir.
These things have not come to hurt. They have only come to make you strong.
Yes, sir.
My God from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Love you, my brother.
Love you, too.
Okay,
hopefully,
we'll
I'll see you at the end of the month at Mosswood. The end of the month, we have the Legends of Mosswood last Saturday in this month.
I'll be there, Doc.
All right, Prophet. God bless you.
We'll talk, man. I'll give you a hug when I see you.
Okay.
All right. Praise the Lord.
God bless you. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Sister T.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I really enjoyed that message. I mean, she touched on a lot of areas that concerned me, actually. And I'm truly blessed to the Lord. And my prayer request is that the Lord continues to order my steps and to be guided. I know he's strengthening me. I mean, I've been through a lot in my life, and I know I'm not the same person that I was even last year. I just praise God for what he's doing. I just ask you to pray for me in the area of my health and have a health issues, and just that my steps be ordered and I can be found doing what God has called me and ordained me to do. God bless.
Well, regarding the calling, it's simply something you accept. And I'm going to pray that you are willing and obedient to the Lord to accept the call that he's placed on your life, and that you walk worthy of the vocation whereby he has called you. And concerning your health, there's a covenant promise that Jesus has already given you. And it's another thing that you simply have to receive. He said he was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is on him. And with his stripes, you are healed. Father, I take authority over the condition. I bind it. I uproot it by the seed. In Jesus' name, I command it to go. Mako shatai. Itobo kara. Sekobo sendai. That after this, Lord, that after this, she will totally dedicate herself to you. That after this, she will totally dedicate herself to you. For your glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. It's done, in Jesus' name.
Whew.
Whew.
Amen. On to we have
I feel the anointing. Hello.
Yeah, praise the Lord. I was just waiting. We're going to we have quite a few left on the line. We're coming
okay,
to you.
Yes.
We're going to
yes.
Sister Albertine.
Praise the Lord. Glory,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. I'm about to start screaming in this place because the Lord has moved in such a way today.
Yes.
I give honor
yes.
to the woman of God.
Thank you,
Evangelist
Lord.
Bernard. I give honor
Jesus.
To Prophet Michael Davis, Sister Ruby, all the callers, prophets, and ministers and people that are on the line today. I give honor to you in Jesus' name. I thank you. Father, I just thank you right now in Jesus' name for that message that you delivered to me. And my soul says yes.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Now, thank you for that word today.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And sometimes we may stray a little, and we may get off our path a little, but God, you will always call us. And you will know, you will know. He said, my sheep shall know my voice.
Ah, Jesus. Oh, yes.
Thank you,
Father.
Glory.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Father, right now for that word, because the devil is a liar.
Yeah, he's a liar, all right. It's him.
And but you don't succumb to them, and because you don't agree with them, the witches and the warlocks and the devils who try to ruin you into a ministry that means nothing because it ain't of God.
That's right.
They try to
That's
do
right.
something to try to make you seem to be a certain way and make you feel a certain way, but the devil is a liar.
That's right, and no truth in it. Whose report will we believe?
I got that word because that was confirmation.
Jesus.
And that was the Lord speaking. The Lord told me to call this morning. The Lord told me to get on that phone. The Lord told me, because
God.
Of listening to my obedience, that word is just, I have to rededicate my life back to Christ 100%.
My God. Ah, hallelujah.
And for him I shall live, and for him I shall die. And I thank God for that word because the devil is a liar.
Yes.
And I'm not going to succumb to certain ministries. I'm not going to succumb to what you put out. I'm succumbing to the word of God, and that is it.
That's it. That's it.
That is it.
That's it.
So if you can't deal with that, and like you said, when the real prophets come online, and the real prophets hear a word and they come for correction, they try to shoo you. They try to interrupt you because they don't want to hear that word from God. They don't want to hear that
That's
truth.
Right. That's right.
Because you worship God in spirit and in truth. And when God's
That's
word
truth.
Comes
right.
through, it can't go back void because his word is truth.
Yes.
And they don't
yeah.
want to hear it, so they try to shun you. They try to cut you off. They try to put something on you. They try to tarnish your name. But God says he will make my name great.
Glory, glory,
he places
glory.
Me above and not beneath. He makes me the head and not the tail. And I will always be a lender and never a borrower.
Mm-hmm.
I am a child of God. I know who I am in Christ. And I don't have to conform to nobody. I don't have to give up my body. I don't have to have sex. I don't have to degrade myself or my flesh and be a part of a harem or be your concubine, because God did not call. He called me into greatness, to be a great woman of God, to be a prophet. And I'm going forth to seek his word and do his work. And the devil is a liar. And if you got a problem with it, take it up with my Father.
Stay committed. That's it. In Jesus' name, stay committed.
My commitment is to him. My marriage is to him. And until the Lord sends my husband, that's who I'm married to.
Amen.
All right.
Stand on that, baby.
I'm married to that spirit. I'm married to him. And I'm going to constantly seek him, and I'm going to praise and worship him, and in spirit and in truth.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank
you. As you have spoken, so shall it be done.
So shall it be.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. I thank you and I glorify your holy name. And I don't care who hear me, honey. I ain't afraid to praise God.
Come on.
I'll shout until the walls fall down. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeshua. Hallelujah.
That's good.
That's what.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
It's done. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to praise God. That's my Father. That's my husband.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Evangelist Bernard. God bless you, Apostle Michael Davis. You are truly a man of God. And I thank God for you.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I give God the glory.
Amen.
Amen. All right. I'm in more. We have Sister Ruby. I'm going to leave y'all with it. I'm heading out to a conference, so I don't mean to rush y'all, but just trying to get finished.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Anybody else?
Yeah, we got Pastor Martin, but then somebody, 9110, called for prayer, I guess. Area code 9110-4971. Yeah.
9110. Your line's open.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, God bless you.
Yes. My name is Manny, and I thank God for Evangelist Bernard and this program. Thank God for the opening prayer. And Prophet Davis, I thank God for that word of deliverance that you delivered, especially for me in my time. My prayer request, I have been attacked in the body, the mind, finances, and lastly, a 39-year marriage. So I need prayer in that area.
Okay. Let me ask you this. What's your name, sister?
Manny.
Manny, let me ask you, what do you want Jesus to do?
I need salvation in my house.
Okay, that's fine. We're going to kick the devil out of there, and we're going to invite the Holy Ghost to come in and take over.
Yes.
And it's going to happen today, I'm telling you. In Jesus' name.
Yeah,
the devil is going to get out of there. I see him sitting in the living room. I see him sitting in there. I see the enemy then took up. He has taken over because I see him sitting there, Indian fashion, with his legs crossed. I see him sitting on the floor like, I got this, but he's getting ready to get put out now in the name of Jesus. Now, what else do you want? We're gonna put the devil out in Jesus' name, and we're going to invite the Holy Ghost to come in. But what else do you want?
I need direction. I need patience, but I also need direction in ministry because I am an ordained elder.
Okay. What I'm going to ask God to do is reveal to you where he wants you to go.
Yes.
Is that all right?
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to ask him to reveal it. Once he reveal it to you, then you know that you know that you know. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. First, we're going to get the devil out of there, and we're going to invite the Holy Spirit in. Now, I want you to do one thing. I want you to do one thing. I want you to simply say, Jesus,
Jesus,
I agree with this prayer.
I agree with this prayer.
That's about to be prayed.
That's about to be prayed.
I release the authority of my house.
I release the authority of my house.
To you, Jesus.
To you, Jesus.
Now God can work. Yeah. Okay.
Now.
Father, in the name of Jesus, she's released the authority of her home to you. And now, as your servant, Father, in Jesus' name, you have given me authority over the power of the enemy. Satan, I bind you in Jesus' name. I cast you out of that house. I command you to go. I uproot that squatter spirit. I uproot that spirit that's of the devil. I uproot that dark spirit. I uproot it, and I command it to go. I evict you now in the authority of the name of Jesus, and I cast you out in Jesus' name. Go!
Confirm that my husband always sits in this living room. He's always on the internet. And he does sit just like that in this living room because he don't want the enemy uses him because he does not want to lose him because he is the holder of ministry for me because my house has to be in order. It has to be in order for me to move. I know the direction that God told me to go. And I'm going to tell you while you were praying, I opened up my back door and I sent the devil out the way that he came in. I sent him straight on out of here.
Now watch this. Woman of God, this is what I want you to do. And not I, but the Spirit of the Lord. I want you to be careful with what you say in your house. I want you to only speak life in that house. Should there be a situation where you're tempted to say some things, hold your peace. Hold your peace and just say Jesus. This is your house.
Thank you.
Just say Jesus, this is your house.
You're dead on that one too. And I have been really holding my tongue because I am a fighter. I'm one of those that the old time way fight you and throw you down. But God told me to pray. He told me shut my mouth and give it to him and release my hands off of the whole thing. I've been having a time with it,
Amen. Amen. And now what we're going to do, we're going to invite the Holy Ghost to fill that house up to the roof.
Fill it up to the roof.
We going, Holy Spirit, I have been given permission by the woman of the house, who is your servant, to invite you, Holy Spirit, to come in that house and fill it up to the roof in every room.
Fill it up.
The bathroom, every closet, every drawer, and every door. Fill it up with the Holy Ghost that nothing else can come in there and that nothing else shall come in. We forbid anything that's not of the Holy Ghost to ever come through that door ever again or under that roof in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God.
And not even on my property.
And not even on the property, Father. Not even on the property. Put angels at every corner of the property and that they hold hands so that nothing, no evil spirit can even come on the property. It is now sealed by the blood of Jesus Christ in the authority of the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. And Father, now that she knows the direction that she will go in, Father, take her there speedily. Get her there speedily and let the peace of God rests on top of the roof. The Holy Ghost is up to the roof, and now the peace of God is on top of the roof and on top of the property. In the authority of the name of Jesus, I feel it as I'm praying. I feel the peace of God resting on that place even now in Jesus' holy name.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. We're going to Pastor Martin.
Amen. God bless everyone. That was a very good word. I would like to pray.
Watch out, world. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out.
Yeah, who is that?
God.
That
was good word
so
about moving forward. I thank God for that right on time word. We just got our building, and that's what I would like the body, the church, to move forward and not to back. So I'm asking for prayer.
And then I'll come back and share with you our speaker.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. How y'all doing? What's going on? Hello? What's up?
Can
Hello?
What's up?
Hello?
I got to say...
Yeah, can
somebody
turn the music down?
This is my first time in California.
Hello?
Yes,
how
I can
doing?
Hear you now.
Okay, we got two lines. Excuse me. Can I get a word in? We have two lines on.
Sister Ruby.
What's up,
Pastor Beatrice is speaking.
It's only one line on.
We talk with our hands and our feet. And
Michael Davis line and Pastor
Mark,
and only
three
lines is open.
I hear somebody else talking.
I hear it too, but I don't know where it's from.
Just mute the lines. Just open up Pastor Beatrice and Prophet Michael, Sister Ruby.
Yes.
It's another line was open. I hear a lot of noise. Somebody was talking.
Yeah, they still talking, but the only line was open was Prophet Michael Davis, Pastor Martin, and yours.
Okay, well, I don't know where that line is coming from.
Okay.
Let me
see
if
don't
I
work.
Have anybody open.
Reggie's not French. Reggie, you make it.
Yeah, I don't have anybody else open. The devil is alive. All
yeah.
right, go ahead, y'all.
I rebuke that spirit of confusion in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Pastor Martin, you want
people,
prayer
right?
for what again?
Spanish people. How many Spanish people
we
got
just
out?
Got
Hola.
Our church building. And
yeah.
That word that you preached right on time.
Oh,
to move
that's
forward.
What it's up for me. That's it.
And I was asking for prayer.
That's it. Short Spanish.
That
we continue
to go forward because
Spanish people, man. Spanish people
the enemy
have
been pursuing us. I was having church in my living room.
You don't even know it. Like,
yes.
God, juicy all the time. Hey, what's
I went
up,
through
my
so
friend?
Much,
you
but you know, I kept going forward, and I'm praying that
hey,
the body is
trying to see, hey,
right on the bill. It's in the right neighborhood. He gave me a standalone
I'm
building.
Serious, you know,
gave me a building, and I'm just
you know,
so
black
grateful
people,
to God the word
we,
that you
okay.
brought it right on time.
The truth.
Amen.
We make up words.
I'm going to pray that God would take you forward
in
the direction that he has for you.
S-E-E-N-T, spell seen, I seen you.
Amen?
Yes.
Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, I cancel the assignment of Satan. I cancel the spirit of confusion. I cancel any doubt, fear, or unbelief in Jesus' name. I bind this power in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And now, Lord, according to your will and your plan for her life, give her wisdom. Give her godly wisdom on how to go in and out among your people and teach her how to rest in you, that the work is not of her, but it is of the Holy Spirit, for the glory of God in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, as you move her forward, let the trust not be in anything but your will. The trust must be in your will. And this is how these things will be accomplished, by trusting in your holy will and in your holy name. For Jesus did nothing except he first saw the Father do it, and he knew it was the will of God. So, Father, I release that into her, that she will do nothing except she knows it's from the Father, and it would coincide with the very will of God. And we thank you for blessing your will in her life. In Jesus' name, thank God and amen.
Amen. Bless you, Pastor B.
Hallelujah. Amen.
All right. Is that everybody? God bless you.
Well, we're going
Sister
to...
is that everybody?
No, we're going to Sister Dawn to see if she can speak. Sister Dawn? Okay, she's not answering. And the brother we called, he's back on the line. Let's see if he got... He asked for 818-4410. Your line is open.
Hello?
Yeah, praise the Lord. Your line is open.
Yes, praise the Lord. I just came. I've been listening, and I've been having a good time listening to everything that's been said today. And I'm just waiting for a prayer. I have four children. It's very hard for me to deal with so much. I always try to speak to older men for advice, you know, other men that are fathers. And they're pretty negative. They always tell me to get on with my life and leave my kids and leave my wife and focus on what I need to do or I'm going to be an angry black man. And I know that's not right.
Are you a member of a church, brother?
My wife is actually a member of this church called Hope's House, but I do go. I'm not actually a member at the moment, but I love God, and I feel like when you're a good person, the devil always tries to find a way to get you when you're feeling weak. And when you're feeling weak, sometimes you'll listen to somebody that may be making a little bit of sense, but they don't have good intentions behind it.
Yeah, well, the devil is a liar. We know that that's what he does. But let me ask you to repeat this prayer after me, and let's move in a direction of the kingdom of God, because that's where your help is going to come from, the kingdom of God. Amen. Can you repeat this prayer after me? Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
For all of my sins.
For all of my sins.
I repent.
I repent.
From my ways.
From my ways.
And Lord Jesus, I believe.
And Lord Jesus, I believe.
You died on the cross.
You died on the cross.
And you were buried.
And you were buried.
And on the third day.
And on the third day.
God raised Jesus from the dead.
God raised Jesus from the dead.
Jesus, I willingly give you my life.
Jesus, I willingly give you my life.
And I ask you to come into my heart.
And I ask you to come into my heart.
Change my life.
Change my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
So I may follow you.
So I may follow you.
Show me how to do things.
Show me how to do things.
Your way.
Your way.
And I trust.
And I trust.
That everything now.
That everything now.
Will be okay.
Will be okay.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
My God from heaven. Don't you feel better, brother?
I do feel so much better. I thank you, and I'm going
to
keep
Glory
on listening. Thank you so much, sir.
Glory to God, my friend. Continue to go to the church with your wife. Read your Bible. Tune in to this program. I believe salvation has entered your house. Doubt, fear, and negative words have gone out. Be careful who you talk to and listen to. And, brother, I want to encourage you to read the Bible every single day, whatever you have need of, because you are staying in that house and with those children and with that family. God is going to bless you.
Thank you, sir.
He is going to bless you because God is a father, too. And God never gave up on any of his children. And because you are being a father to those children and showing them that you did not give up, God is going to oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. God is going to reward you.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. because you didn't go back. You're choosing to go forward. God is going to reward you.
Lord, hallelujah!
Glory to God.
Even in agreement with that.
Thank you, Lord. You chose to go forward and not back.
You chose not to give up.
Everybody was telling you to give up.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. But you chose
God
not
is going to honor you.
Yes, sir.
You're making some great sacrifices because you love your children, you love your wife, you love your family, and it's ordained of God. Don't you let no devil tell you that it ain't of God.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Jesus. I feel that. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Woo, them children don't remember your sacrifices. They are the Messiah. Hallelujah. They may be the next president. You don't know. Don't walk away from your children. They are the Messiah. Or your wife. They are the Messiah. Woo, glory to God. God going to strengthen you to go through whatever you have to go through to be the provider for that family. You are their protector. You are their shield. Hallelujah, you the sword. Glory to God. God set you as the head of that family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You were the last one of we were calling, I believe, on this line. We couldn't get off. I'm just trying to get off here. But the Lord knew, I couldn't go. I'm going to get in my car, and I'm still going to be on the line. Jesus, glory to God, be encouraged. I felt that. God's going to do something special for you.
Yes, I agree.
In the game and said, when God do it, you're going to be able to come back and testify that it was God. It was God. I hear you, Lord. Hallelujah. Look for it. Expect it. God going to do something great in your life. Hallelujah. To let you know that he's pleased with what you're doing. He pleased because of you staying. There's a reward when you stay. There's no reward when you leave. The reward is when you stick to it. No matter what comes, when you stick to it, God has to bless you. Because that's who he is. He's a blesser. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for this man of God. And anybody else, Sister Ruby? And we're going to have Sister Ruby to come back. And we're going to have the man of God to close us out with prayer tomorrow. Bishop Jesse Grant, all the way from Chicago, Illinois. He's known on the social media as the bishop that is talking out loud. He's anointed too. Hallelujah. Now, he don't stay to pray and stay on the line with the calls. He just give you what thus said the Lord, and, he's gone. Amen. So we honor him and we appreciate him. We thank God for Prophet Michael Davis today. Man of God, if you never preach another word, you have preached and teached and taught today what the Holy Ghost instructed you to do. Hallelujah. God is pleased with you. We thank you for honoring the man of God, the word of God, and we thank you for just coming and sharing the word every time we call on you. You always willingly do what God has put in your spirit to do. So we bless the Lord for you today. We celebrate you today. And we celebrate that word that God gave you to give to share with his people on the day. So God bless you. Sister Ruby, we asking God, before I go, I want to say a special prayer for Prophet Michael, myself. Hallelujah. I just feel something is changing in your life. Hallelujah. I see a turnaround in your life, man of God. And everything that you pour into others, God saying, turn around for you. Turn around for you. Turn around. God is turning it around right now. I see it. God, I let them see it. Hallelujah. As you fast man of God, as you pray, Messiah, you don't know. They may not never come back and say anything to you. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you, some people's lives have been impacted because of you, because of the word that you have in your mouth, because of the Spirit of God that dwells on the inside. Turn around. I hear the Lord saying, He's turning it around. I don't know what you're going through. Hey, I don't know, Father. But God said, turn around. He's turning it around.
Thank you.
I heard Him say it.
Thank you.
He's turning it around for you, man of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about no invitations. God is only going to allow you to go in places where they're going to embrace and receive the word. And it's only a few churches. There's only a few leaders going to allow you to come in. But if God order your steps, hallelujah, you will speak only what God would have you to speak. Hallelujah. And if they don't receive it, you know the word of God. Shake the dust off your feet. I hear the Lord saying, turn around. It's turning around. It's turning around. So God bless you. God gonna do it too. God's gonna do it. Hallelujah. Man ain't gonna do it, but God's gonna do it. Oh, bless your name, look at Jesus.
Glory
to God. We love you, God. We thank you for the anointing that has been on this line today. We thank you for every caller, every listener, even the new callers. Hallelujah, the woman of God. Prophet. I don't know what her title is. Amen. But bless the Lord for her. Thank God for all of you, the regulars that come on the line, Pastor B. Thank God for Sister Ruby. Oh, that's been so faithful. Hallelujah. We asking God to bless each and every one of you, Sister Corinth, Sister all of you all that faithfully come on this line and hear the word of God. I tell you all, you got a new record. God has a record. And every time you come on, every time, hallelujah, the enemy raises his ugly head, God gonna go back and take a look at your record. I am the Messiah. So we bless the Lord for you today. Every one of you all, we bless God for you. Amen. Sister Ruby, thank God for my sister Dawn that's not able to talk all the time because she's at work. But she's faithful. She come on this line and she hear the word. So, Prophet, I want you to pray for her and her son and her daughter and that the Lord would forever let his will be done in our life. Remember Danielle and remember my son and remember this citywide crusade. I'm being attacked on every front, but that's all right. It's coming forth. Because God said so. Amen. So God bless you all. We love you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you. Ooh, yes, Lord, I feel you.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Nobody want to praise Him, I'll praise Him by myself. He's been good to me.
Thank you, Lord. I will bless the Lord.
Woo, Jesus.
Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless His holy name. For He hath done great things. He hath done great things. He hath done great things. Bless His holy name.
My God.
I will bless the Lord, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah.
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 Been good. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is powerful, right? This is powerful. This is addictive.
Hallelujah.
This is powerful.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
We just thank the Lord for the anointing, the double message today with the anointing, Prophet Michael Davis.
Yeah, two of them.
And so, you know what? I was strolling up and down to see what song we was going to close out with, and I seen Turn Around for Me, and the Lord had you to sing it. So you can, if Evangelist Bernard don't have any more else to say or you know, you can close us out. We done had this, the song, Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, for he hath done great things. He hath done great things. He hath done great things. Bless his holy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Only God can do that. I tell you, I feel God. Man, I feel God in here. I'm telling you, this house is full of the anointing. I'm about to lay on the floor. This, the anointing is thick in here.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Put all
the way here. And Lord Jesus, I just want you to grant Sister Bernard the desires of her heart. Every prayer petition that she has before you at the throne of grace, take it unto thy nostrils as the incense, as incense with a beautiful aroma. Let the angels bring the bowl of the prayers of the saints before you, and let you inhale them as beautiful an aroma of incense to your nostrils, and grant their request.
Thank
for your glory.
Jesus.
For your honor,
glory.
For your name's sake, because you have done great things.
You have done great things.
You have done great things.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 My God. Whew, this has been a blessed, this has been a powerfully blessed day.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, this has been a powerful day. I'm getting ready to go get something to eat. I haven't ate all day. All right.
Well, go ahead, man of God. You, the laborer is worthy of his hire.
That's right. I can set my own price.
Yeah. All right.
Well, God bless you. We love you. We'll see you all on tomorrow. God bless. I'm going
to God bless you.
Prophet Michael Davis, can you close us out? Because you know what? This double word was so powerful. The Lord had you to fast to. Hey. God bless
you.
Hallelujah. So you can close us out. So we got the song.
The
The I've never done a double before. I've never done a double before on a message. I've never done that. But God has. God knew what he was doing.
Yes, he did.
So, Father, I thank you for your word that has come forth in the name of Jesus, and that the people have received it, and you have given power and the anointing over that word and touched the heart of many people to bring glory to your name, and that we submit to your will, and that the devil is defeated and he is destroyed and he's a liar and the truth ain't in him. So we thank you in Jesus' name that all things have been done according to your will. And thank you for the victory in the lives of everybody that listened to this message, that they have heard it and that they will obey it and they will follow you above all things. And Father, we thank you now for releasing what you want to release in our life, which is the blessing of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob, and of Jesus, so that we too can now go forward in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus.
Man. It's time to go forward. I see it, I feel it, and the rest of the people that don't go forward, they're going to be left behind. That's what's going to happen to them.
We had guest 1286 in the chat room. I'd have forgot it all. God bless the word double. Double. Double.
Double. That's
double.
It.
Double. Lord had you on the That's pass right. with it, too. Isn't that awesome?
See, look at that. On top of everything. On top of everything. So now I'm finna go eat double.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, it's always been a blessing when you come on the Lord. You allow the Lord to use you, not use yourself. So
we're just
so blessed. And I think the gentleman that you spoke to, I was trying to get his name. He got an 818 area code. So I assume that's in Los Angeles. And his name
was... Yeah, his guy going... What's his name?
Brother N-A-S-I-M. Nathan.
Oh, that's... Yeah, God going to bless him financially. I see a financial blessing coming his way. God going to do it. So thank God for Jesus. And now my work is done for the day, and then I got Bible study tonight.
Oh, well, God got it in you. You know, you're going to get a little eat and rest and get up and spread the word, the gospel, even more.
That's right. That's what I love to do. So, Sister Ruby, one day...
The Lord has equipped you for it. It ain't you. It's the Jesus in you.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And this is what I love to do. And one day he's going to call me off that job, and he's going to say, son, now it's time to go forward.
Ah, yes, that's right. And he's going to make... He gave you the vision. He's going to have the provision.
Come on. Now you're talking.
I know. Hallelujah. I'm like... Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to let you go and let them close out. God bless you.
God bless
you. Word was just a
God
blessing.
Bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Lord bless you. We're going to close out. Prophet Michael sang for us. Woo! Lord have mercy. The Lord bring the word and brought the song to us. So God bless him. We're on tomorrow, 1 p.m. California time, so everybody else in different time limits, you know, some 3 hours, some 2 hours before. But God bless and thank you so much for being led of the Lord to come on this broadcast and hear the preached gospel, the death, burial, and Jesus Christ, the gospel that was preached today with the anointing from on high. So God bless, and we pray to see you tomorrow. We're going to close out.